Hi guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today I wanted to just pop in and do a quick one about the fact that it's summer now, the days are longer, they're brighter, they're relatively warmer as well. Over here in England we've had a lot of sunny weather, it's been a bit of a heat wave and it's just been really lovely and really different. And I wanted to talk about what summer means to me and how to best utilize summer and set the intention of having a really good, useful summer. Now, let me do a disclaimer quickly and say I'm not telling you to do exactly what I'm doing. I'm not telling you to do anything really. You don't have to do anything that doesn't resonate with you. It's your life. You live it to the best of your ability. But I'm here to just encourage you, I guess, to have a think about how you can best utilize your summer. Summer is such a great time for getting things done, for movement and rejuvenation and awakening. So we think of spring as this waking up time, right? And I think that summer is where you go gung-ho, get things done, really go productive. Now, again, I'm not somebody who believes in toxic productivity or just because you can do more that you should do more, anything like that. Again, it's completely up to you, whatever resonates with you. But for me, I know that summer is a time where I feel very alive. Yes, I've got hay fever, which makes me feel really tired and like irritable. But other than that, the days are warmer and they're longer. And so you feel more energized. And I think that would be the case for most of us, unless we're people who love winter or something like that. Now, winter and autumn are very kind of moody, like they've got a really cool aesthetic. So that can be really cool for like creative types like me. But at the same time, like I say, you can really use the full long days of summer, the energy from the sun, like a flower, and bloom really in this time of year. So I'm inviting you to set the intention of having a good, full, productive summer, to probably think less and take things less seriously and just do more. If somebody's invited you out and you're interested in going, then go. Maybe, you know, be careful about how much you spend if you need to think about that, if that's something you need to worry about, then be careful of how much you spend, but it doesn't mean you can't go out. You can just say to your friends, hey, I'm going to stay for one drink, or, you know, I'm only going to get a small meal rather than, you know, platters and drinks and rounds of drinks endlessly. You can just set that boundary with your friends, and if they're good friends, they'll understand, but you can still go out and see them. And it's just about doing more and caring less about all the stress that we have. And I know that's so easy to say, but I feel like this time of year is a less stressful one. Maybe it's because I've been a student for the last 2 years. So being a student, it means that I get the summers off. I'm not constantly coming home to write an essay or do my reading that I need to catch up on. Instead, when I come home from work, that's my time. I'm actually free to do whatever I want. And what I've been doing since I handed in my last essay at the end of May, what I've been doing is doing a lot of writing. I've done so many like notes on different stories that I want to do, character profiles and everything. I've wrote 11,000 words in the first week of June for one story. I've started a new story this week. And yeah, I'm just enjoying exploring different stories. But one of the things I have to remind myself is to have fun whilst doing it, to not treat it like another university essay where I've got a word count and a deadline, to not treat it as anything stressful, but something to play with, to have fun with, to use this energized time to just do the things that I enjoy. So I invite you to make a list, a summer bucket list, if you will, of things that you want to get done, things that you want to do. You don't have to treat it like a to-do list. You don't have to treat it as like a deadline, like I say. Instead, just say, okay, I've got 3 months of sunshine, depending on where you live in the world, about 3 months of sunshine before things start to get a bit more serious again with the new academic year, with September coming. For me, October, my uni work will start up again, but September will be the new school year and I work in a school, so that kind of feels like a deadline. Place as well. So I'm just saying to myself, what could I do to really utilize my time through June, July, and August mostly? And that is an important thing to do when setting an intention, is just saying, okay, I've got this amount of time and these list of things that I'd like to do. What would I be able to accomplish? What would I be able to set the intention of getting done each day or month or week or whatever it is? So it could be big goals like me. You want to write a new story in this time. Maybe it's a smaller goal, like, oh, you just want to do more yoga. You want to do yoga outside, something like that. You can say you want to go to parks more often, you want to visit your nephew more often, you want to plant a garden, you want to work on some new cooking recipes, maybe cook some really summery foods, maybe you want to watch loads of new things on Netflix. It doesn't have to be a big serious thing, but setting intentions, setting goals is a really cool way to just use the summer, to use this energized time to get things done, and then once autumn hits, you can kind of go back inwards, be more calmer and relax again. And I think that's kind of the beauty of seasons, is that we can set the intention and the tone for each couple of months to suit the world, really, to suit the clock that is giving to us in the world. The days are shorter in autumn and winter, and I feel like that's a reason for that. It's time for us to, you know, be calmer and more relaxed and more introspective and all of that. Whereas summer and spring feels like more like doing activity, right? So yeah, just use the summer to actually get things done. Use the summer to enjoy being active, to go. And of course, with COVID as well, like the restrictions are lifting a little bit now. And that means that we are literally invited to do more things. We're able to do more things. So do it safely, of course. But if you can do more, do more and enjoy that time that it's gonna bring to you and your family, the people around you, the connections you can make, the relationships that you can nurture that perhaps were suffering during the COVID times. So that's it. I just wanted to dip in and plant this seed in your head. What could you do for your summer? For me, I've got the intention of writing about 120,000 words. That sounds like a lot, but that's about 2 stories. And again, it's a very high goal, but that's like an ideal goal. But my realistic goal is at least 1 manuscript, so that's 70,000 words. That's totally doable. Like I said, in 1 week I did 11,000, so I can do that. I know I can do that. But aside from the numeric goals, I also have just the goal of writing stories, of exploring my stories again. I have the goal of reading some bigger books. So I've got some books on my shelf that are smaller, and I've been reading those smaller ones whilst I was studying, because obviously I have to read books to study as well, so it's kind of a lot. But now I've got the time to read some bigger books, some perhaps higher fantasy books, things like that that weren't so appropriate for whilst I was studying. I want to watch some films, some old films that I really liked, tick off some classics. I want to definitely do more yoga, because I kind of stopped on that. Not stopped, but I didn't do it as much, and I would love to just do it every day again, get back into that routine. I want to meditate. I want to get as much sunlight as possible, really, really treat myself like a plant and make sure I get a lot of water, a lot of nutrition and a lot of sunshine whilst I can, and to bring that rejuvenation kind of energy into the summer. That's my goal. So not too many goals, and I've got like obviously little bucket list items that I want to do, but yeah, I think that it's a beautiful time of year, and it's a short time of year really. Summer feels like the shortest time of year for some reason, and I just invite you not to waste it. Basically, you are obviously different to me. Maybe you've been stressing and doing loads of things up until now, and you want to spend the summer relaxing, and obviously that's what a lot of people do. They take holidays, and you're allowed to do that. I'm just inviting you to set an intention of what you want to feel, perhaps, rather than do, what you want to feel during summer, and to go after that and to hopefully manifest that for yourselves. So good luck. I'm welcoming the sun. I hope you can enjoy it, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.